Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is your brother Elohim coming to you live every Sunday at 8 to 9 p.m. We switched the time. Hope those are trying to catch up with us on the time. It's a little late, but there's a lot of things that I'm doing during the day on Sunday, so I switched the time to 8 to 9 p.m., okay? And I hope that we can adjust and get ourselves in accordance with the time that I'm on right now. Today's topic is economics and learn how to get economics for you and your family. But as usual, first thing we talk about every time we chime in is love. Because without actual understanding of love, we will never come together as a people, as a family, as anything. And right now, that's what's going on. This culture has us so discombobulated, we're so screwed up. Most of the time, we don't even know which way it's up. You know, we abuse and misuse our loved ones and take advantage of people through acts of kindness. You know, we use and manipulate. And that's because we have been raised contrary to our natural culture of it, which is so. Okay? So we have to get back to a lot of things that we should be doing and that we're not doing. First of all, love is the act that makes others feel good. Just remember, if it's not going to make the other person feel good, don't commit the act or say what you want to say, okay? That's very important. Excuse me, we're going to do a show one day, strictly on love. I had one person ask me to do that, and we did that. I'm going to do that again because it's so important that we understand what love is, okay? Now, we're going to start the show. So we're talking about economics. Let's go with the number one thing that we have to deal with, the number one question that we have to understand when we're dealing with economics. The number one question is, what is economics? We run around in school, they teach you economics, macroeconomics, microeconomics, and they make it so complicated and so crazy that it just don't seem to make sense, okay? Well, economics, why this is kept, somebody else working and paying you, okay? Now, this Sunday, the mics, we do have, I do have the board up. It's working. It's running. I don't know if all my texts went out or not. It might be the phone. I just bought this phone, but I don't like the way the phone operates because I've ordered another phone. So I bought this phone just to hold me over for a minute until my new phone comes. I had to wait a while for the phone because of the tariffs. I could not buy the phone to American sources. Buy my phone from Singapore, which saved me $200 because of the tariffs that our president has started. Okay, now let's talk about what economics is. Economics is somebody else working and paying you. Now, wait a minute, that's kind of easy there. You know, something seems to be wrong with that. How can economics be somebody else working and paying you? Well, that's what economics is. If you have a job that you go to on a 9 to 5 every day, like clockwork, we have become systemized, which is good in a sense and bad in a sense. It has this good and bad points, you know. I seem to be yawning. It's been a pretty long day. So, a job is a means to get economics, but a job is not actual economics. So we're going to go through the whole economic structure today. Now, if you don't catch me on the airways tonight, you can always Google my show, go on Blog Talk Radio, and you can hit my show up, okay? And you'll be able to check in, all right? Now, let's go through the whole thing, all right? Because I want this on the archives so that you can pull it up, download it, and put it on a CD, okay? And it don't cost nothing to download this stuff on Blog Talk Radio. Right now, it don't cost nothing. I don't know if they're going to charge later on, but right now, they're not charging anything so you can download this, these episodes, okay? Now, the first thing that you have to understand, right, when your child gets out of high school, before your child graduates high school, this information should be in your child's mind, okay? Work two jobs, okay? Live off one job, save one another job. Most jobs pay about $10,000 a year. Most average wage earners, they're about $10,000 a year. That lets you know that if you're on the low economic status, that you can actually make a difference for yourself, okay? Like I said, most jobs pay, around $10,000 a year. You work two jobs. Hold on for a minute. There's something going on here that I have to address right quick. Give me about 10 seconds here. Okay, now, so you work the two jobs, live off one, save the other. That'll give you, and you do that for 2 years, that'll give you $20,000 savings, okay? You live off one job, you save on the other job, all right? Now, children, when you graduate high school, don't be in a hurry to leave your parents, all right? Stay with your parents for a couple of years until you get economic structure down pat. And now make sure you give them something. Now pay them something for staying there. Don't just stay there for nothing. And if I stay with your parents for 2 years, naturally you're going to be working two jobs trying to build. You're going to sit around playing video games all day long. That's irritating to the parents. That's cool once you get out and get a job and do something. So what we're telling you now, stay with your parents. And parents, don't be in a hurry to kick the child out. Let them stay there. Let them help you while you help them. I know it's a little tricky, but it works pretty good if you hang in there with the child, if you're teaching the child right. Now, the child mostly deals from your example, not from what you be telling them. They be watching you, and they watch what you do, and most children be doing what you be doing. So if you're smoking, getting high, drinking, and all that stuff, you know, around the children, then don't be surprised or amazed when they're doing the same thing. The old days of do what I say, do not what I do, those days are gone. Children are too smart. They don't go by that no more. You know, they're reactionary and they follow examples that's being set for them. Okay, so now you work the two jobs, right? The first thing you want to do, you go down to you sign up for sheriff's sale. Sign up for the sheriff's sales. You know, you go to the sheriff's department, you sign up for it. Don't cost nothing to sign up. They'll send you information on houses that's available and stuff like that there. So after you get your 2 years in, you got the $20,000, you're ready to purchase that first property, right? Go on the sheriff's sale, you go down, you look at the property, check the property out, and you bid on the property, right? You can get most properties on sheriff's sale. I'm talking about the low-end properties, you can get between $5,000 and $10,000. Okay. Now remember, you're not buying a property to live there for the rest of your life. That's not what this is all about, because we're talking about economics. You're buying a property so that you can stay there for a little while and create economics for yourself. Now, what is economics? Economics is somebody else working and paying you. Now, if somebody else is working and paying you, that means that you have what we call residual income. Once you purchase that house, all right, take that basement, funk the basement out, turn it into a nice efficiency, all right? Lay out the upstairs so that the tenants, you know, you want a three-story building. The first property you want to get is a three-story building. So you make three apartments out of that three-story building, and an efficiency in the basement. That's where you stay at. Then the efficiency in the basement, and you rent the other three rooms, three floors out as apartments. Okay? This will give you, if you charge $500 a month, that's $1,500 a month. Okay? That's $1,500 a month coming in. Know what I'm saying? That covers one job. Okay? So now you're working two jobs, you're still getting that $1,500 a month on the first property. And you do that for a couple more years and you buy another property. Now you literally don't have to work the jobs no more. You can retire from those low end jobs after 4 years because you got two properties paying you the same amount of money that you were getting when you were working on a two job. Now, at this point, I would only quit one job, okay? I would keep the other job. Do that for another 2 years. Now, we're talking 6 years. This will give you another building, okay? Probably you can buy two buildings because you got three incomes coming in. So you can buy a couple of buildings now. This will give you one, two, three, four incomes. That's $3,000 to $6,000 a month. In 6 years. Feel me? And in six years you're making $30,000. That's 3 and 3. That's 10, 20, 30. That's 60. You're working $60,000 a month. I don't lost count here. I guess kind of late. But in other words, what I'm saying is that you have the equivalent of four jobs. That would be $40,000 a year. That's what you'll be making in 6 years. And at that point, you can quit both the jobs. After 6 years of working, you can quit both the jobs, okay? And now what you make at this point is unlimited. You can make whatever you want. All you have to do is keep the process going. You can do three-story buildings or two-story buildings, three bedrooms. See what I'm saying? Make that efficiency in a basement. Turn the first floor into an area where all three tenants can use to entertain guests and sit down and use the kitchen and stuff like that there, okay? That works. That's another $1,500 a month. $500 a month for rooms. That's what they're getting, you know? Or you can get $400 a month. You can do low income at this particular point. And your places will fill up really, really fast. But you have to manage and organize the places so that when you get them, the people that you're renting to, your tenants, will be comfortable and they'll stay there for longer periods of time. Okay? Now, this is how to create economics for yourself, okay? And this is what we're talking about, how to create economics for yourself, all right? One of my laptops went down. Okay. Now, here's the next question. Now, you know how to get your economics. Somebody else working and paying you. People are working and paying you rent. That's what's up. Okay. Now, the next question is, why is jobs economics for the government and not for you? You see, when the government talks about economics, they're talking about people working and paying them taxes. That's why it's economics for the government. But it's not economics for you because you're working and paying your money out. You're not working and collecting money in. So it's not economics for you. It's just a job. It's a means to get economics. With a job, you can secure an economic future. But you have to be wise about what you're doing. You can't be out there partying, having a good time, hanging out with your friends and all that, you know. This is a 6-year run, okay, where you're working two jobs. So you need your wits about you, you know. You need your wits about you. So do what you have to do to work to maintain the economic structure that you're setting up for yourself, okay? Now, economics, a job is economics for the government because, like I said, you're working and paying the government taxes. So that's why a job is economics for the government, okay? You want economics because you can't rely on these jobs forever, man. They'd be outsourcing jobs, you'd be fired in a little no time. So you want to create a system for yourself so that you can create an income without depending on nobody giving you a job. That's what this is all about, okay? Now, we move to the next part, which is why is the stock market economics? Why is the stock market economics and dangerous? It's stock markets can be economics, but it's gambling, you know? And if you're not well versed in how they're gambling the money away, you can lose everything you have in the stock market overnight, you know? So money can work and make money for you. So money can actually be economics too. I don't recommend getting into gambling situations, although in this culture, almost everything you're doing is a gamble. Even when you buy a house, they don't guarantee you more rent, but people always have to have a place to stay. So if you don't charge too much, you're guaranteed to rent those properties out if you maintain. And if you maintain the properties and make it comfortable for your tenants, you're guaranteed to rent this property out. That's more guaranteed than a stock market. If I were you, I'd stay with the stock market, even though the stock market can be a means of economics because you can invest your money in stocks. So you know that investing your money in stocks is different than playing the stock market because you're betting whether the stocks go up or the stocks go down. They're called the put options, you know. You put your bet in, you bet if the stocks don't go up, you get paid. If the stocks go down, you get paid. Whatever you're betting. But you can lose lots of money like that, okay? So I don't really recommend the stock market, but I just wanted to talk about it for a minute because somebody asked me about the stock market a couple of weeks ago. And I wanted to, since we're actually, this full show is dedicated to economics, so I wanted to just talk about the stock market for a minute and bring that up, okay? Now, here's the next question, because this is a solution-oriented program. Now, we're not going to be talking about the problems. If you want to talk about the problem, plug on to any other show, and all they're talking about is the problems. We'll mention the problem, but we're not going to spend the whole show talking about the problems, okay? We want to deal with solutions, okay? Now, the next question is, how can the 99% overcome the 1%? The 1% are not more powerful than the 99%. The 99%'s power is in unity, okay? This is why the 1% spend billions of dollars every year to keep you separated and divided. I mean, they got you separated and divided on levels that you wouldn't even believe. From the color of your meat suit. That's what I call this body that we're living in, because that's body is not actually who we are. From the color of your meat suit to the gender of your meat suit to how you act in the meat suit. Everything that they have about that meat suit, they keep you divided. If you're overweight, there's a group for that. If you're underweight, there's a group for that. If you're bodybuilder, if you're healthy, there's a group for that. And each group is trying to make each group feel like they're better than the other group. This is how the division begins, okay? Once you think that you're better or superior than another group, another people, that's how the division works. That's how the division is set up. That's how the division is set in. And as long as they keep us divided, you got sports, baseball, basketball, football. I mean, you got the clubs you go to, the music that you listen to. Oh, man, the political arena that you're in, right? You're a Democrat, Republican, Independent. They have you divided on so many levels that it's mind-blowing, you know? So because they know power of the 99% is unity. You have a lot of groups walking around talking about unity. We need unity, but they as a group, they have separated themselves from other groups. So how are you going to have unity if you're in a separate type movement, movement from other people? You know, you got the RBG community, Red Light and Green community. You got the what do you call these guys? The Pan Africanists. You got this. You got that. You got the Nazis. You got the Jews. You got the separate the religion, organizing. I mean, it can go on and on. I can spend all day long just talking about how they got us divided, you know. The main reason that we're having trouble overcoming the mindset and the programming that they're putting on us is because we're functioning outside of our natural culture, right? This is what we're doing. We're functioning outside of our natural culture. All right, our natural culture is reap what you sow. That's why when the 2000 Romans first came to Africa to visit, they were amazed. They didn't even have jails. They didn't need jails because under the natural culture, nobody stole, nobody lied, nobody cheated. It's just one part of who we are. Okay, but under this culture, oh boy, if you got a bike, you better lock it up when you take it outside and leave it because somebody will come along and steal it in a heartbeat. You know, I mean, that's just how the culture is, you know. And all this stuff is created through economics. Right now, I'd like to thank everybody that's on the line. I appreciate you calling in. If you have a comment or anything, if you want to say anything or ask a question, all you have to do is hit one. The switchboard is working this week. It wasn't working last week, so I didn't know who was on the line. So those of you who called last week and are calling back again this week, thank you very much. I appreciate you letting me know that I'm not here alone. That there's other people who are conscious nature and want to hear and solve some of these problems that we have now. Okay? Now remember, the power of the 99% is unity. And the only way we're going to, well, I shouldn't say the only way, but one of the best ways to deal with unity is through the act of love. Once we learn what love is, unity begins to come because we're not doing anything to people that goes against how they feel, you know? This is not what we're doing. Love is an act that makes others feel good. Every act that we're committing is making the other people feel good. So why would they have a problem with you? They would not. And they would be able to come together with you, especially if you adopt back to your natural culture. They know you're not going to lie to them. If you're under the culture, read what you saw. They know you're not going to steal from them. If you're under the culture, read what you saw. What they call the Ten Commandments aren't commandments. That's the social part of your culture. See what I'm saying? You don't steal because you don't want anybody to steal from you. Read what you saw. You don't lie, you don't want anybody to lie to you. That's read what you saw. You don't cheat on someone else's wife, you don't want anybody cheating on yours. Smile to the husband, you don't want cheating on yours. That's read what you saw. It's part of your natural culture. They're not commandments. They're part of your natural culture. You know what I'm saying? Because once you really learn who you are, see, a God is a person that can follow the rules and keep the culture intact. That's what being a God is, you know? Conscious energy formed in flesh. You are in control over this meat suit. You're actually in a slave-master relationship. You cannot not be a slave or a slave-master. It just don't work that way. Because you are the master of this meat suit that you live in. It will do whatever you tell it to do. You tell that sucker to jump off the bridge, it's going to jump. It's going to warn you, oh, man, I'm going to jump, but it's going to hurt like I don't know what. But if you tell it to jump, it will jump. So you have to be mindful of what's going on. See, and this is what the information I'm giving you now, this is the information they're afraid for you to get. They don't want you to have this information because everything I'm telling you is solution-oriented, okay? I'm not going to sit here and talk about the problems all day because we know the problems. Everybody, cut on any radio, any station, talk to anybody, and they'll tell you about the problems they have. But that's not why I'm here. I'm here to give you solutions to these problems, okay? all right? Now, remember, that meat suit is your slave. It will do whatever you tell it to do. Take control of it, okay? Follow, go back to the culture, read what you sow. Why would you drink? There's no nutritional value in liquor. Why would you smoke? There's no nutritional value in smoking. Why would you take drugs? There's no nutritional value in drugs. You're not going to reap what you're sowing when you put that stuff in your body. That's why they're afraid, okay, of you going back to your natural culture. The drugs will stop. There will be no black people in the jails. Okay? In fact, there will be nobody in the jail because everybody went back to their natural culture. The jails will be empty, you know, because you just wouldn't be doing the things that they're locking you up for. Now, they make up stuff on a lot of people. You got a lot of people in jail ain't done nothing. They just make up stuff on them because they become politically powerful. Okay? That's another problem with dealing with the politics. All right? You want to know more about how the criminal element works in the political game. If you got Netflix, go watch Scandal. Of course, you have to overcome a lot of buttons that they push with the racial thing and the homosexual stuff and all that. But if you really get into what the show is actually about, it's showing you how these criminals are using politics to run and manipulate everybody, okay? And they're monsters. Talking about some evil people. Politicians, they're out there, you know? So you have to be mindful of what's going on, okay? Now, here's the next question. What does the education system have to do with economics? And that's a good question. I was on by the Max show yesterday, and he was talking about politics, and he asked me about the position of the head of the public school board, you know? And my response was that it was a joke, you know? See, the education, the head of the school board, the education is designed by the educator. And this educational system is not a national system. It's a global system. This educational system is set up worldwide so that the queen can live in her castle. The whole system is designed to keep the class system in place. Without the class system, the queen could live in her castle. There wouldn't be no billionaires, millionaires, all that, you know, because the money would be distributed a little more equally. You won't have 1% controlling as much money as half the country. It wouldn't work that way. It only works that way because of the class system. And that person at the head of the school board, their job is to maintain the educational process so that the class system stays in place. So she don't work to educate the people for the benefit of the people. They're there, the school board, head of the school board, job is to educate the people for the benefit of the 1%. Okay? That's what it's there for. All right? Now, there's other things going on, too, like this is a military structure because it's a republic, not a democracy. Like they're telling me, it's actually a republic, which is a military structure. From the doctor to the fire department, the police department, all the way down the line, you got that military structure in place. It's lieutenant, captain. My pay is E6, E5, E4. Those who build the military know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about that type of pay. But that's going on. This is an entire military complex. That's what this republic is. And definitely not a democracy. If they want a democracy, they have to get rid of the Electoral College. And I don't think they're going to do that anytime soon. Okay? Now we come to a very important part of the show. Right? Because you know the Bible thumper. But they have taken this book, this Bible, and conquered the known world with it. We're throwing it in the trash. The question is, what are they reading that we're not reading? Okay? Now that's what I'm getting ready to just give you a couple of examples of what they're reading and we're not reading. Why they got it in all the hotels and they have it in the courtrooms and everywhere else. What's so important about it to them, whereas it's not important to you? What has happened? What has slipped the script? Right now, I'd like to just stop for a minute and give out a couple of announcements here. We have Tammy, Spoken Word. She's on YouTube, okay? So t-shirts and stuff. Spoken Word's pretty good. I like what she be saying. Her number is 618-306-3165. You want to find out more about her show that comes on YouTube called Spoken Word. Now, we also have the Legacy of the Nation, which is Brother Mackerson 752. They're on every Saturday from 6 to 7. Their number is 318. That don't sound right. 527-6199. I'm going to have to check that number again. And before the show is over, I'm going to give it to you again. But that doesn't sound right. I think that there was a 9 in that first number. So I'm going to check that. I don't think about the wrong number. Then we got the Queen Tahela show. She's on Tuesday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. Her number is 917-889-8059. That's her number, okay? So we might want to check her show out because she has a pretty good show, especially like the brother. Dr. Jones, he's there on Wednesday. I like what he has to say. He's pretty good in what he's talking about, okay? Max number didn't come up, so someplace I have to give it to you. Okay, now, and it's also, this is the Elohim. Elohim speaks on Sunday. We hear every Sunday from 8 to 9, okay? Now, sometimes you might not get the text because they're blocking the text. Last week, I couldn't get the switchboard up. So I'm going to be here as long as they allow me to be on their airways telling you what I'm telling you, because this information needs to get out, especially on economics. If you're listening, if you're on the air, you need to spread this. Start telling it to some of the children about the economics so that they know that if they don't have the money to go to college, if they can work this program for 6 years, and this will give them the money to go to college. They can go to college, if they want to get a degree or whatever they want to get. They can go back to school if they want to. They can do whatever they want. Or they can become millionaires just following this program. Following what I'm saying about the rental income, they can become millionaires. And they might not want to go to school. You know, they might want to just enjoy Florida in the summer and then back here in the winter with the different properties and stuff like some of the 1% are doing. But it's up to them how much they make and how diligently they follow all the examples of what I've just given them, okay? Now, here's the question. I talked about the 50% budget. Now, just to give you an understanding what the 1% are seeing in the book and you're not seeing. We talked about the 50% budget, right? Now, remember the story of Joseph when they sold his brother off, sold Joseph off, and he became the vizier. Kind of difficult to pronounce. The grand vizier. That's the guy that held the economics. The queen has one too, but they're following the Egyptian. They're following the Egyptian protocols on how to set the government up. The Rothschilds became the grand vizier of the queen, but they Joseph became the grand vizier of the pharaoh. Now, he did something that saved Egypt. Okay, the question is, what did he do? He told the pharaoh, "You got 7 years of drought, 7 years of good stuff." See what I'm saying? So you have to save for the seven to prepare for the seven. 50%. Save half, spend half. That's the 50% budget. It's been right there all along. But see, we couldn't see that because we're so worried about Joseph Olin and the irony of his brothers coming back and all that. We got caught up in the story and not in the message that the story was trying to bring. This is why we're throwing the Bible in the trash, because we get caught up in the little side stuff, right? And never get into what the story was really about. The story was about Joseph saving Egypt with a 50% budget. Save half, spend half. And right now, if you can't save half your money each week, you're living beyond your means. You need to cut back or make more money, not to spend, but make more money to save. You know what I'm saying? You'll find that if you stick to this 50% budget, you don't need the banks. The banks need you. What are the banks doing for you, man? Especially if you own a $10,000 a year salary. The banks ain't doing nothing for you. You know, you might have to put a few dollars in there to pay your bills and all that, because they're trying to switch everybody over to the credit card because the paper money is actually not really worth anything. It's just a note, a Federal Reserve note. It's a debt. So they're switching everybody over to the credit card, okay, so that they can manipulate your lives some more, take more control over your lives. This is what this is all about. You know? And also about them committing fraud. That's why you can't pay with any kind of real currency when you go to pay bills and stuff. They won't accept the currency because once they accept real money, they have committed fraud. See? Because you're not supposed to be paying them this money, because the money is taken out from your Strawman account from the Treasury Department. So what you're actually paying them to do is to manage your account. That's what's going on. That's a whole other lecture, but I'm just saying, you know, these are some of the tricks that they're pulling to keep you from being unaware of what's going on, because the only bank that you should have an account with is the Treasury Department. It's the only bank that you really should have an account with, because you do have an account with them through the straw man account. Whew, that's a whole nother lecture. So right now, I just want to keep it sort of simple. I don't want to get too far out there with all this, okay? Now, that's the 50% budget. That's the story of Joseph. Save half, spend half. That's what saved Egypt, the 50% budget. Now, what can we do as far as black people are concerned? Let's just deal with black people, you know. What can we do? But see, what I'm saying is actually for everybody. But I'm more specifically target the black audience, because this is a black show, okay? Well, it's not really a black show. It's just an information show, okay? Because I don't really deal with the color of the meat suit. It's all about the conscious energy that's inside. That's how it got conquered in the first place, because we're dealing with that white meat suit thinking it was inferior, and they took everything we had. You see what I'm saying? Underestimated your enemy. You see, there's a God in that meat suit, and you're dealing with a God when you're dealing with that meat suit. So you have to come mentally prepared to deal with who you're dealing with. But that's a whole other story. So we'll get into that one day as well. But now, what solution can we have to get us out of this mess that's in the Bible? Remember the story of Moses? And we get into who Moses was, and he was Tutmosis, and he was an Egyptian. None of that matters. What was the outcome of the story? So you have to focus your mind not on the little details in the story, but what was the story supposed to do in saving that group? They left the economic structure of Egypt, went someplace where they had their own land. They a central banking system where the people have to give 10% of their money to the Levites. That's a central banking system. Follow what I'm saying? Now, when the 1% read this and they see that central banking system, they say, oh, man, this is how they become so powerful. Now, they know that they need central banking systems to build roads and bridges and armies and military and all that. They need to do that. Dealing with what's in the Bible coming from Moses. See what I'm saying? So they have set up central banking systems all over the place. As a black community, where's your central banking system? Are you still using your enemy's banking system? Okay, that's what's going on in Iran right now. They're opting out of the American dollar. They don't want to use the American centralized system no more, okay? Abraham Lincoln realized that he needed a centralized banking system for the states. See, not for the queen, but for the states. He owns the country. Well, that's a whole other story, too. But he needed it for the states. So he created the greenbacks. He was moving towards the economic structure for the states. They knocked him off and shut it down. Now, some years later, the queen knows that she has to have a centralized banking system controlled, but she do. They read in the Bible. All this is coming out of the book. See what I'm saying? So they're planning and plotting based on what they're getting from the book that you're throwing in the trash. So they set up in 1930, Roosevelt set up the Federal Reserve Bank, which is a private institution owned by the British Empire. You understand what I'm saying? They set up in London. All your banks, their main headquarters is in London. You follow what I'm saying? They set up a central banking system, privately owned, that's not controlled by the states, but controlled by them, the queen, the 1% controller, Federal Reserve Bank. Okay? It's not subtle about it. Okay? Well, it's as federal as the federal government, because the federal government is owned by the queen as well. Read the Treaty of 1812. I'm not just talking here. You can Google it up. America never won their independence. Oh man, how can you say that? We celebrate our independence every year. You're celebrating an illusion. George Washington and the crew fought for 33 years and they lost. And 1812 was the end of the journey for that revolution. Okay? That was the end of the journey. It was culminated because George Washington joined the French. And the French met his defeat when he attacked Haiti in Toussaint Louverture overture, kicked his butt. And the other groups learned how to beat Napoleon because he was beaten by Haiti in Toussaint Louverture. He was trying to conquer the Americas. They did it 3 or 4 times. It ain't the first time they tried to conquer America, conquer the Americas. The America was already America before these guys came. They just stole the name. I don't want to get off track here, but the centralized banking system, okay? When George Washington lost the war, the government, the British government, sent the troops over down the White House and the government building teach them a lesson and made them pay reparations. Read the Treaty of 1812. If you don't believe what I'm saying, Google. You can go on Google. Who burned down the White House? It will tell you. The British burned down the White House and all the government buildings. They never won their independence. This is the colony of Britain. That's why Trump is in so much trouble attacking Canada. Because Canada is owned by the Queen, too. And I don't know if he knows what's really going on yet, but he's kind of in a little bit of trouble here, you know. Hitler and Russia's playbook, you know. People are wise to what's going on. Well, not everybody. It took millions of people to get this guy in office, you know, so we have to deal with that, too. Right now, if you have a question or comment, the mics are open. Just push 1 and let me know that you have something to say. And then I'll open your mic up right away. I won't make you wait because based on people that chime in, they normally want to speak right then when they chime in because they heard something that they want to comment on. And a lot of times when you wait, the conversation's not moved on, and they have to retrogress the conversation to get back to that particular point, okay? But once again, I like to thank everybody that's on the line. I really appreciate you calling in. And I try to answer the questions before they're asked. That's what I try to do. So mostly it's good that you just listen, that you're listening, paying attention, getting this information, because this information is very important, okay? Now, so that was what I was dealing with. Does the Bible have a solution for the black community, okay? And this is what we need to get into. Now, I'm just going to talk about the Bible for a few minutes here so that you really understand where I'm coming from. Every book in that Bible is written by black people. It's a history of the sojourning of a people to their descendants so that they won't make the same mistakes that they made. That's what the book is about. Now, the 1%, they're learning those mistakes. Now, I hear some people say there's no such thing as wisdom. Wisdom don't exist. Yes, wisdom does exist. Wisdom is the ability to learn from your mistakes. That's what wisdom is. That's why the Bible is so important, because they have made mistakes. You have to learn from those mistakes that your ancestors left for you. But you have to really get into how to read the doggone book, you know? Just like when you're talking about food and what they got us eating. In Genesis, I tell you, all of the herbs and plants were given to you for meat. We call them flesh meat, but flesh is not meat for us. Meat is the herbs and vegetables that we're supposed to be eating. That's supposed to be our meat. We're not supposed to be eating flesh. Now, if you go back to the book and you go back to the Reap What You Sow culture, it will cost this system billions of dollars. I mean billions of dollars. They would lose a lot of money because we stopped eating flesh. All these animals that they're slaughtering, you should see some of the tapes on the slaughterhouse, how they treat these animals and what they do. I mean, they're cutting through, hanging the animals up by one leg on a hook, and the animals are still alive. I mean, the treatment and the fission and the mechanical machines that they have, they're bringing huge amounts of shrimp and fish. It's just unbelievable, you know? Now, those industries go away. Because nobody will be eating the flesh. Nobody will be drinking their liquor. Nobody will be using their drugs, okay? And those of you who are sick, I think we did a health last week. I recommend you follow Dr. Saber's example. He talks about it's only one disease, and it's coming to mucus. Cut back on the mucus form and feed. When you think about the foods that cause mucus, almost everything in the diet is mucus forming. I'm talking about the diet that they put out with their little pyramid chart with meats and vegetables and all that, you know? So you have to be mindful. These industries were shut down, literally shut down. We got about 14 minutes left. So, yeah, these industries would definitely shut down if we were under our natural culture. And then our consciousness would rise because we wouldn't be getting high. We won't be all out of our minds trying to figure something out. And we all on hallucinogenics and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? And we out here going to these crazy parties. And I've been to parties. You know, some of these parties are the loneliest place in the world. You're surrounded by people. Loneliest island in the world. You know, you don't know nobody. You're in there trying to figure out what's going on, who's who, trying to meet somebody. That's crazy. You know, that's probably some of the websites because the parties ain't working. You know, this culture is detrimental to the life of that conscious person. I mean, it really is. You know, this culture will make you do things. When a person gets hungry and ain't got no food, trust me. You know what I mean? They'll do things that they wouldn't normally do. You know, and this culture puts you in that position sometimes, you know? So right now, I'd like to just run about 10 minutes here. So I'd like to take a minute and just give those shout-outs again. This is Elohim Speaks Sunday. We're here every Sunday from 8 to 9. I changed the time because I got a lot of things going on during the day on Sunday, and I can't be in two places at the same time. I like to, but I can't. And the call-in number for the show is 516-453-9230, okay? And we're here from Sunday. We're here every Sunday from 8 to 9, okay? And I also have a CD on the market. It's a gospel CD. You might want to chime in and listen to it and check it out, you know? And I have a book. Well, it's not quite out yet, but I finished the book. And I'm trying to decide whether to actually put it on the market. I have two books on the market now. I'm trying to decide whether to put it on the market or hold it for just special people. I'm thinking that's what I might do, just hold the book for special people. So I'm not sure about that yet, but there's a lot of things going on, you know. So if you want to talk to me personally, you can call 215-977-0777. That's my business line. You can call that from 9 to 5 most days. Most days I answer from 9 to 5. After that, you know, you're kind of like on your own, whether I get it or not get it. You know, maybe I'll call you back or something. If you call and leave a message, I'll try to get back to you as soon as possible, okay? And also, I'm into music. Those of you who are into music and you want to know more about, I'm putting a music formula on the market to tell you how to write songs and all that. It's going to make it easier because you have a lot of great musicians out there that don't seem to be able to write a song. You know, and so this will help them write songs and stuff like that there, okay? Also, one of my laptops just went down, so I have to get that back up again. also, we have the Brother Max show that comes on Saturday, on every Saturday from 6 to 7, okay? And hold on for a minute because my laptop just went down. It's got the information on it. Unbelievable, right? Okay, yeah, his show, I got 318-527-6199. I'm not sure that number, but if that's not the number, you call in, you can call in from 9 to 5 during the week, and I'll give you the number, okay? And we got Queen Tahara's show that comes on every Tuesday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. That number is 917-889-8059, okay? And then you have Tammy, that's Will Mack's sister. I don't know if you ever, or those of you are familiar with Brother Where I Am. It's his sister. She has a show on YouTube called The Spoken Word. And her number, if you want to reach out to find out more about her show, that's on YouTube, 618-306-3165, okay? Now, I do these shout-outs, although they don't reciprocate. You know, it's supposed to be, you talk the talk, you walk the walk. But I listen to their show, they don't even mention my name, but that's okay, you know, because everybody's not down with the culture of which is so. So a lot of times I don't respect the reciprocity when I do these things, but I just want to reach out anyway. So if you can chime into the show, because sometimes you have some pretty good information, you know. And so that's where we're at right now. So now let's recap some of the stuff. Oh boy. Yeah, let's recap. My other laptop just went down. So that means I don't have access to the switchboard. Okay. It's coming back up now. Okay, it's back up now. So now I have access to it again. So let's recap. Some of the stuff that went over in this particular hour. We only got about 8 minutes left, so I'm going to try to recap it. We'll go a little fast here. We talked about economics, how the 50% budget can help your children come a lot of things that they've been dealing with, you know, in reference to making money, getting ahead, having that much money to go to college if they want to go to college, and stuff, things like that there. The 50% budget will get them there. I've also talked about where the 50% budget came from. It's in the Bible. And we're not reading like that to get this kind of information out, you know. Joseph, that's how he saves Egypt. Kemet. Spend half, save half. He did it for 7 years, and that literally saved Kemet, okay? Now, we get caught up in the stories of, oh, it's a shame how his brothers treated him and yada, yada, yada. None of that actually matters. The most important thing is what was used to save a nation, and it was the 50% budget. Not only did that save, that can save a nation, but it can save your children. And it can keep your children a lot of stuff because need more, make you do some strange things, you know? And if you teach your children about the 50% budget at an early age so they can get engrossed in it and use it to put themselves in a position where they don't have to beg nobody for work, you know, they don't have to beg nobody for a job. They don't have to work all their lives for 20, 30 years to come out with a gold watch, you know, and they don't have to do that, where their income source can be unlimited. Through this one process, their income source can be unlimited, okay? And that's one thing about the 50% budget that they need to get into, and you need to spread the word. The people who are on the line, there's quite a few online here, spread the word. Start telling people about what's going on. Tell your children, little children, anyone that'll listen, snatch them, hold them up for a second. Talk to them about the 50% budget. Let them know that there's another way out of this thing, you know? We go all the way through Harvard, come out of Harvard with a resume. We should come out of Harvard with the ability to create jobs, not a resume. See what I'm saying? Now, those who just barely make it through college, now you have to have a resume because you don't have the finance to get involved with anything at that particular point, you know? So you have to have a resume so that you can get that first job. When you get that first job, go into that 50% budget, and you don't have to work there for 20, 30 years, you know. But most of the people in school don't know what actual economics is because they're not teaching it in school. You know, I've had accounting and stuff like that there. You know, I went to Drexel for electronic engineering and things like that there. And they're not really teaching children how to become IBM. They're teaching the children how to work for IBM because they have to maintain the class system. That's what this is all about. Maintain the class system so that the queen can have her castle, the millionaires can have their castles and billionaires, and she can have this army. My phone keeps shutting down. My laptop keeps shutting down from her. And she can develop these armies and do whatever she has to do, okay? Now, one thing that I want to make sure that we're on the same page with, right? The solutions to your problems are in the book that your ancestors left for you. But you have to learn how to read it, okay? Until you learn how to read it, you're going to be doing like so many people do that make that mistake, throwing that book in the trash. The preachers and stuff aren't teaching the people how to read the book. They're teaching the people so that they can create economics for themselves, so that they can live in these multi-million-dollar houses by jets and planes and still the lives of the people aren't really getting any better. They're getting good entertainment. I mean, trust me, I go to some of these churches where I put money in the basket. Them bands and stuff, they be kicking. I mean, the entertainment be great. And I don't mind paying for the entertainment. I don't go to the secular places. I'm more for entertainment. I go to the churches when I want to have, when I want to see a good show and stuff, you know. And some of those musicians in the churches, they're musicians. I'm a musician myself. That's what I majored in school. And some of these musicians are top musicians in these churches, you know. But you got to be mindful, man, of what's going on in the church, all right? And they're not actually following Yahshua ben Pedera. I don't know who they're following, but they ain't following Jesus. I don't know who they're following. But they're propping the people up, and they're actually taking advantage of the people. So you need to be mindful of what you're doing when you go to church, okay? And be mindful of your money. You know, it's okay to put a little money in because, you go in there to see the shows and all that stuff. It's okay to support the church, you know, for that reason. But they're using a centralized banking system that's not actually benefiting the people with housing and a security and all that kind of stuff. So you got to be mindful of exactly how much you're giving them, why you're giving them the money that you're giving them. We got about 2 minutes left, so I've got off track a little bit. Just go real quick, why a job is not economics. A job is economics for the government because you're working and paying taxes. Economics is somebody else working and paying you. Your money can work and pay for you. You can have a record. You can write a poem. You can write a poem. The poem can work and pay you. You can write a book. The book can work and pay you. So there's a lot of ways to get economics, okay, other than just real estate. You know, stock market is economics, but it's dangerous because it's gambling. Playing the stock market, you might as well go down to the casino. You know what I'm saying? It's all gambling, you know. So you have to be very careful when you play around with the stock market, you know. And you have professional stock marketeers. This is what they're doing with your 401ks and all that. They're investing the money in the stock market to try to get a certain dividend on the stocks. They know what stocks to play and stuff like that there, you know. So be careful when you deal with the stock market, okay, because it is dangerous, okay. Now, the solution for the 99% to overcome the 1% is unity. If you cut all this mess out that they got you divided on and come together in unity for one specific purpose, to upgrade and uplift all of humanity, the 1% will not be able to control the 99% any longer. And the wealth will be more distributed amongst the people because the people will literally begin to take charge through unity, okay? I got about a few more seconds left, so once again, I'd like to thank everybody for being on the air. And the call-in number is 516-493-9230. Just remember that love is the act that makes others feel good. If it's not going to make the other person feel good, don't commit the act. I love you, and I'll be looking forward to to chatting with you again next Sunday. Remember, we deal with solutions. We're not going to be talking about the problems all day. We deal with solutions. And I'm giving you some powerful solutions that's in the Bible, so they ain't really come to read the book. Okay? So with that, I'd like to thank you very much. And go in love. And I will chat with you next week. Okay?